Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Becky?
Yeah.
Hey, Becky, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's going busy.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you're busy. It's better to be busy than not busy, right?
Well, not with work. I'm busy with family stuff.
Oh,
So.
okay. All right. Well, I know Tara, she's my mapping coordinator. She does a fantastic job at explaining the basics, but did you have any questions based off of the services that she was going over with you?
Yeah, the biggest question was, like, I heard when I started my business that you can pay to get your name up in the Google list. So this is pretty much what it sounds like is available, and I was curious about the price. So that was my big question, and she asked me if I had a website, and there's a whole ordeal with that. I have to get a new website. So I'm at the beginning of trying to figure out my options and how I'm going to do that. So she pulled you in.
Well, thank you for telling me that. But for the website, did you have somebody trying to build you one, and then that's why you're trying to figure it out, or?
I've been working with GoDaddy.
Okay.
So when I started my LLC in 2021, hold on a second.
No problem.
My children's school was closed today and tomorrow due to technical issues, so they're home.
Oh,
So,
wow. So you're homeschooling them.
no,
For the day. For the day. For the day.
Attempting. Yes,
Yeah.
take the dog for a walk. Okay. So I worked with GoDaddy. They set up
Okay.
my website through my LLC, but I'm not
Okay.
doing business as my LLC.
Okay.
I have had a lot of issues with the WordPress website and
Okay.
GoDaddy every time. It's a whole thing. So I need to get
Right.
a Tideology website. I have the domain. I'm going to shut down the website on my other one, but keep the domain because that's my LLC. So yeah, there's
A lot.
a whole thing I need to do.
Yeah. Well, reason why I asked is 'cause we're like a one-stop shop. So yes, we do help people get on and verify through Google, and then we do program you to the first page, but we also create websites here too. So I know Tara gave the new in business credit because you've been in business for just 3 years now. So typically what that means is that with the bundled service, it does come with a website as well. Now obviously it's totally up to the customer at that point if they have one or not, if they want to take it on. But we can build you a website, especially if you already have the domain, within 7 to 14 days, and that can be up and running. Now with your new business name, you are licensed and insured with that name, correct?
It's a DBA. Like my DBA is filed.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're fine then.
So, yeah.
Reason why I ask is
I.
'cause Google just wants to verify those things. They're really trying to go away from fly-by-night companies. Just like in the last 6 months, they've really taken away from people being able to just get a Google Business Profile and register it with a PO box. You have to have a physical location, and that's why they want to do that, is they just want to verify and make sure. So that I have to ask. That's the
Yeah. So
reason why.
I'm licensed through my LLC, which is Middle Sister Concepts, but I
Okay.
filed a DBA, I think in 2022 for
Okay.
Tideology.
Tideology. Okay, nice. And have you done anything with Tideology in terms of like putting up a Facebook page? I mean, I see that there's an Instagram page. I'm not sure if it's you though that has an Instagram page.
My Facebook page is Tideology STL.
Okay.
And my Google email is Tideology STL, at Gmail. So Everything okay. is Tideology St. Louis, Tideology STL. I have a trademark now with Tideology.
Nice.
But my domain is Tideology STL that I have purchased through Google with the intent to create a website at some point.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I just want to make sure that that's all squared away. Because so how it works here is not only do we get you, like I said, registered on the first page, we also do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So anybody that does search the services on Google, if you already have that business Facebook set up, which is great, we actually run a retargeting campaign. So anybody that searches on Google, we'll be able to target them on Facebook and kind of just track them onto a different platform. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then we help you with your backlinks. So we help you with getting placed on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple. So anybody that does a search on a mobile device like an Android or an Apple or a tablet, obviously desktops and laptops are in there too, they would be able to find you at that time of search, and it's just a click to call at that point. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let me dive into the price, because I know that's what you were asking at first. So that's how the service works itself.
Really, really small.
Absolutely. And I'm not trying to overwhelm you with all this stuff. This is what a lot of startup companies use, is just this package, because not only is it better bang for your buck, but it's really affordable. So typically, without the special, if you were to go to our website, you would pay $897 for the first month, and then it's $599 month to month after that. Okay. Now with the special that Tara gave you with the new in business credit, it brings your price all the way down to just $249 month to month. Okay, now that includes the website, that includes the Google verification plus the first page placement of programming. Also, too, that includes the Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing as well, okay? Now, I will say, because a lot of people ask me this, they say, hey, Charlie, you know, that sounds good for the new in business credit, because I do work with a lot of newer companies. They say, but how long does that last? Like, how long does that promotion last? That promotion lasts for you, the life of you being with us in service. So you actually get grandfathered in at that price. If prices were to go up or anything like that, you would actually never pay the higher price, and you're not paying a per lead, a per call, or a per click scenario. You're just set at that flat rate for $249. So if you get 20 people that call you or 100 people that call you for your services, it's always just the $249 no matter what. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now you're not locked into a contract, so that's always a big deal too. This is a true month-to-month deal. There's no early termination fees. There's no penalties for you canceling or pausing the service. Now, I do want to set the proper expectations for you though as well. It's not like tomorrow is like a flip of a switch and you're on the first page of Google. It does take a little bit of time. So I mentioned your website would take anywhere from 7 to 14 days. We do send it to you to revise it, so that way we're not putting something out there that you don't approve of. We want to make sure that you approve first, and then we post it up there. The Facebook takes 7 to 14 days for those ads to get up and running as well. The Google is what takes the longest. So Google takes 30 to 45 days to get verified and on the first page for all the services you provide. So we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, but that's the longest it does take. The steam, I always make this reference like a steam engine. You can't just take off full speed ahead. It does take a little bit to get going. Once that thing is rolling, it's full steam ahead. And now you're able to see and reap the rewards from being on that first page of Google. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Becky, because this is an exclusive listing we're looking to fill today, I'm pretty sure you want to take advantage of this. That way we can get this all set up for you and you can have the best 2024, correct?
I got some questions.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, no, ask away. That's what I'm here for.
So what I'm understanding is the $249 would be month to month, ongoing, no contracts, no early termination fees.
Mm-hmm.
What, but you mentioned at the beginning of talking about how the pricing works that there is an introductory, like you mentioned eight something, and then, so is there something, is there an initial payment or does
yes.
it start
so,
at just two?
Good question. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No,
typically, there is an initial payment. Typically, there's a setup fee that we usually have. And on the website, and I'll send the website over to you so you can see it as well. I just texted it to you. So it'll come up as the link will say localsplash.com/SEO packages. Typically, we do an initial startup fee, but because what Tara put in place for you, for the new in business credit, that waives the startup fee. And it allows us to be able to work with newer businesses to make it more affordable, because we know that newer businesses is usually just a one-man crew, one-man person just doing the work. So capital and cash flow are pretty king. So we have a lot of flexibility with newer in business, newer businesses. So when we do the newer in business rate, it allows us to take off that initial fee for you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you click on that website, that link, it'll take you straight to the pricing page, and you can see for yourself. I set you up with the Platinum package. Once you scroll down through our Google Authenticity badge and the proven success of us being in business for 19 years, there's four packages, and the reason why I did the Platinum is because it's a better bang for your buck, because it includes those Facebook retargeting campaigns. Now, $100 from the $249 will go towards your Facebook retargeting campaign. You do not have to add an additional fee or an ad budget to that at all. We take care of that for you. That way, you could always budget for just $249 month to month, and you don't have to say, hey, well, this month it's going to be $400 with the Google, the Facebook ads, you know. We take care of that for you. That way, there's no guesswork. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Are you on that page right now?
No, you know, I'm really hesitant about clicking on links, Charlie. So how do I know you guys are legit?
Yeah, I mean, you can Google us. You could just go to Google and go to localsplash.com, or you could just type in Local Splash in the search bar for Google, and our listing will pop up. We have over 900, I think, and 30 reviews on a 4.2-star rating. And then in that same listing, if you scroll down, we have a 4.5 or 4.9 out of 5 on a bird eye review. So...
Really,
and also too, for, are you on an Apple or are you on an Android?
I'm on an Apple.
Okay. If you just go to the link itself and you just not click on it, but if you're able to just hover over it, it will actually show you the link before you even open it. It'll show you the web page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Hold on, I'm reading all the, I'm looking at the main page.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, there's also, too, the website button when you click from Yelp. I mean, not Yelp, Google. From our listing, you can just click right there, and it'll bring you to localsplash.com. I just took you straight to the pricing page, which is just /SEO packages.
Okay.
Do you see the actual page there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from. We've been in business for 19 years, so we are a Google Premier Channel partner. There's only 40 of us in the country that have that authenticity badge with Google. That's the highest tier you can be. So I want to move as comfortably as you want to as well. So I want to make sure that if you don't feel comfortable clicking on a link, I could always just point you in the right direction, and you could just search for us there, and you could find your way to where I was talking about. Because there are a lot of companies out there who claim to do what we do. But like I said, we've been in the business for 20 years now. And I understand, talk to business owners all the time. I know there's a lot of companies out there who hasn't had the best, I can say, experience with other companies. So we actually deal with a lot of those companies, customers. They come to us so that way we can fix the issues that have happened with them, whether that's a third party with lead services or whether that's an SEO company in general. So mm-hmm. Were you able to pull that up?
Pull what up?
Just our company in general.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you saw us there?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. We're located in California, Fountain Valley. So we've been, like I said, we've been here for 19, 20 years, Google Channel Partners since 2007, 2008. Did you have any questions based off of the website that you're able to pull up or anything like that?
Not at the moment, you know. Not in a 2-minute read.
Yeah. Well, what are you on right now? Are you on our website or?
I'm on your website, and I went ahead and clicked on the link.
Okay.
So I'm on that page that you sent me.
Okay. Well, let me just walk you through the page. So at the top, it says take control of your online presence, correct? Are you on that page?
Yes.
Okay. If you just scroll down a little bit, the proven success has the 19 years there. And then we also cover all 50 states with being a Google Premier Channel partner. So we've helped customers get unsuspended from Google, help them get verified with Google, and then also to helping them get seen on that first page for customers to contact them directly. Okay. If you scroll down, you'll see the Google Authenticity Badge. Now, that Google Authenticity Badge, the colorful G, that's the one I'm talking about where only 40 of us had this on our websites that we are Google Premier Channel partners. So you can click that badge, and it will actually tell you, pull you to a Google site, and it'll tell you that Local Splash has met the requirements to be a Google Premier Channel partner. Okay? So nothing to worry about there. but I understand, and I do want to show you that because I understand where you're coming from. My dad's a small business himself. He's only a one-man guy, and he works in Washington. He lives in Washington where it rains 3/4 of the year. and he runs the same concept with Google Business Profile and then the Facebook retargeting campaign. So if you scroll down to the packages, that's exactly what I hooked you up with, which is the Platinum Package. Now, I did add in a website to here because I want to make sure that you actually get that up and running quick. I know those things can drag out for a very long time. I've come into multiple customers where they're like, we're getting our website built right now. I said, oh, well, how long has it been? It's been 6 months. I'm like, scratching my head. it shouldn't take you guys 6 months. So I added that in. Now, that's the $249 that I would get it for you with the new in business credit, okay?
Okay, say that again.
So the Platinum Package is the is where it would be the $249 month to month.
Uh-huh. But then you said you added the
website to it.
So is that an additional charge?
Typically, it is. Typically, the website is an additional charge, but like I said, with the new in business credit, it adds it on there as no additional charge.
Okay. So, okay. Sorry. All of this business stuff is so hard as a small business owner. Like, you guys do this every day, and
we do.
And you're explaining it well, but it's like there's a lot.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
What platform do you use for your website?
We use Wix.
Are you on WordPress? Wix. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we use Wix.
And then how does the maintenance of the website work once it's set up? Is that, is the maintenance all, does it go to the company? Like, would I be responsible for maintenance? Or how does that work? Like, you know,
yes.
changes, posting
yes.
pictures, like, you know,
well,
anything that well, you would want to change on your website. Cause I currently, I mean, like I said, I don't know what happened with my GoDaddy. I was able to make changes. I was maintaining it. And then all of a sudden, it stopped working. I
yeah.
say all of a sudden. I didn't go into it for a few months, and apparently that was a bad thing. You know, I didn't know. And then, you know, GoDaddy charges me for support. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
You know, so now
yeah.
it's just, like I said, my website is just sitting there, and I can't do anything with it because none of my stuff is working, and I don't want to.
Pay GoDaddy for support.
because I'm not going to be using that website going forward anyway.
Yeah,
why
pay the money?
My
right?
LLC versus what I'm doing business as, and it's just all been this mess.
Right.
So,
right.
like, how does
yeah.
that work going forward with maintenance and support?
Good question. So, two things. One, you're not going to have to worry about all this stuff. Like, we're going to build it for you, and then we maintenance it for you. Second thing is you don't have to constantly pay us for support. So we actually host it, we manage it, and if you ever wanted any changes to it, you can just let us know, right? So if you want to add, like, a page to it, you want to add services, or you want to take something off, you can just say, hey, I'd like to do this to the website. Can we make those changes? And it's included in the $249 month to month. You're not paying extra for it. Also, too, if you want to get in there and you want to put pictures on there, by all means, you're more than welcome to do that. We're very open with our customers having access to their websites like that. But if you just want us to take care of it and you're like, here's some pictures, can you please put these and update my website? We do that as well. So it's very customizable to you, but you're not having to pay anything extra, especially for support. That's included for you at that point. I know this side of the business could be very confusing because it's technology. It's rapidly changing each and every day. And that's why going with us and having a partner with Google is going to be beneficial to you because you don't have to keep up with that stuff. We actually keep up with it for you, and then we just update you on what we did to your Google business profile, to your Facebook page, or to your website. And we're keeping you in the loop at that point. Does that
okay.
answer your question?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I'm the kind of person that I have questions as I go.
That's fine. Yeah.
So, and I like to know all the details up front, which I understand is in most cases not realistic. So, okay, I think I'm with you so far. So if you guys were to create my website for me,
mm-hmm.
There would not be an initial setup fee. It would just start off with the $249 a month.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the an ongoing maintenance and updates and things like that would be kind of a shared responsibility. So I could go in and do it myself, or you guys can do it based on the situation. Like, if I want to post something today, you know, I could go do that, but if it's not critical or urgent, then I could have you guys do it. Does that sound right?
Yeah, we take care of it for you. So I only leave that window open where if you do want to do that, you could. But really, we actually manage it for you 100%. I just know some of my clients like to have a little bit of control where they like to do things on their own. And that's why we leave that door open. But we actually take care of that for you 100%. If you never wanted to touch anything on that end, you would never have to. We would do it all for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'm processing. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Take your time. Also, too, I will say, once you do secure the listing, I do get you on a call with my tech team. Now, it's not just like right away. I do book that call
Once I get what?
Once you secure the listing with us, so if you were to go with us and you wanted us to do all this stuff, I would get you on a call with my tech team that I would book in Google Calendar with you and them. They would reach out to you because they want to make sure that they have everything correct.
Sure.
With the services, the areas you want to target.
Right.
If you have any pictures, they want to make sure that you send those in. If you have a logo, they want to make sure that's on your website. And then you can tell them how, like, the colors you want, because they want to make sure that it's something that you want. We don't want to just build something, throw it up there, and you're like, this is not what I wanted. I want to make sure it's something that you like. So that's why we do that onboarding call. That call does take around 30 to 45 minutes. My clients that go on that call, like you said, you kind of are like a person where I have questions as I go. If you have questions for them as well, you're more than welcome to ask them any questions. They have the answers to those as well, because they're the ones doing the meat and potatoes behind the closed doors.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. So you want to give this a go and let us build everything out for you and take that headache off your shoulders? That way you can just focus on your business?
I don't know if I'm ready to make that decision today. I just I was not expecting your call, you know, and it sounds like this is a now or never kind of thing, and I don't know.
What might be holding you back from getting, I mean, you're obviously struggling with the whole GoDaddy thing, right? And I get it. Like, I've done stuff with GoDaddy before. I actually used to run a business with my dad, and we used GoDaddy, and it was actually very expensive. And you didn't have the, not only did you not have the best technical support, but you also didn't have the best, experience with them. So what might be holding you back from going with a company where I've proven who we are, what we do, and how we can help you, and really just take that headache off of your shoulders? What might be holding you back?
I'm a couple of things. I'm not familiar with your company.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people locally that can help me, and I'm really a big advocate of networking and using people that I know locally, you know, and really supporting local businesses that I already have relationships with through my networking group.
Mm-hmm.
And then the, you know, just taking a leap of something that I don't know and paying that amount, you know, a significant amount of money every month. It's just difficult because I don't know what kind of ROI I'm going to get. Right. Like there's no guarantee that I'm going to make my money back. And it's hard because I'm the kind of person that I'm like, I can control what I spend.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of take the approach of minimizing expenses. I'm ready to move forward with my business and try new things. But I, like you mentioned, you know, when we were talking about the expense, I don't have a lot of capital, and I'm just not, you know, it's new territory and I'm unsure, and it makes me nervous.
Yeah. And I appreciate your transparency and, you know, sharing that with me, because, you know, doing that is a big step, right? And that's why what we do here is we do a month-to-month, because we want to earn your business each and every month, and we want to make sure that this is something that makes sense to you going forward every month. Now, we also do have a whole tracking system for you where you actually get to see what is being, how basically everything is working for you. So you get to see location of searches. You get to see how many clicks and calls you're getting through Google. You're also able to see how well your campaign is being structured on Facebook. So everything is there for you. And that's why we do work with small business owners, because typically it's a lot more money than it is. You know what I mean? If you look on Google and just say, how much is SEO services on average, you'll see that it's anywhere from $2,300 to $2,700. And that's just for SEO services, right? And what we're able to do here is really help the little guys out, so that way they can compete on that first page for a fraction of the price of what these big guys are charging. And that's why I put in the new in business credit here for you to make it affordable. And everything here is a stair stepper, and we walk you through the process of everything. We handhold you and we do this stuff for you. Now, it's not overwhelming at all, because we're here with you. We're not like, here, hey, thanks for signing up with us, go and do this stuff. We actually help you. And my tech team is, when you talk about, you know, support group, my tech team is very good at that. And they're very good at explaining things. They're very good as if you want to call in and have questions about just some deal that you want to change up, we actually make that happen for you. And we make sure that we're on the same page as this company and yours, so that way you can have the best results, right? And that's where we come from. And that's how we can help you. And really, for just $249 month to month, that's the bare bones of just like what you're going to get for that price, right?
If we start working together, we get the website set up, and then a year from now, I say, you know what, I'm good. I'm getting enough referrals. I don't need to be on the first page anymore. I don't need this service anymore. What happens to the website? Would I get
So you could just have us host the website, and that would just be it.
Okay. So I could still keep the website, maintain it, and then just pay you guys a hosting fee.
Yeah, you could pay the hosting fee, and the hosting fee actually goes in as maintaining the website for you and everything like that. So we can keep you up on that stuff, but you would just pay a hosting fee.
Okay, so it would just be, I could go down to just a website hosting.
You could, yeah, if you're just rocking and rolling. Or you could even pause the service. We just ask that you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due, and then we actually make that happen for you. So that way you're not charged for your next month of service.
Okay.
All right, so how it's going to work is they are going to send you out a PIN verification. That's going to come through mail. Okay, so once you do receive that, we're going to be able to start populating you through that first page of Google. They're going to send that out. Once you get the PIN verification, that's telling Google you're a legitimate person with a legitimate business. And like I said, you're not a robot with a P.O. box. You're there in the local area. Okay, now that's when that's going to get start rolling. But where do you want us to send out that PIN verification to you?
Okay, so one more time, actually, walk me through all of the just basic information again about how this all works. It can be a 2 to 3 minute summary, but I just need to make sure that I don't have any other questions before I take this leap.
Absolutely.
You're selling me, Charlie. I'm not
gonna No, I'm here to answer the questions because I've actually done this by myself with a small company before, and it was a first generation Chinese company that just did Chinese food during COVID, and I was able to increase their business during COVID. So I know it works, right? And what we do is anybody that searches your services on Google, just your services, your name would be popped up on that first page as one of those recommended companies through Google, and people can just click to call you. Now, let's say somebody does not buy anything and they search your services. We do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. Also, too, we build out your whole website so that way that can be placed on your Facebook and on that first page of Google. That's it in a nutshell.
Okay.
Okay. I think that was less than 3 minutes, though.
It was a very succinct summary.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, but, I mean, that's, like, really technical, right? And, I mean, like, I just want to sum it up for you. You've used Google before where you just say, like, restaurants near me and restaurants pop up. That's basically what it is, but it's just for your services. And then you're able to utilize, you know, 15 key phrases. So that way when people search, you populate, you're programmed on the first page. And like I said, it's a click to call directly. So it doesn't matter if you get 20, 100, 1,000. It's just, you know, I know probably not 1,000 because you're a small business owner, but we don't want your phone to just explode where you're ready to throw it out the window. But it is a gradual progression where you're able to actually grow your company organically in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So where would you like that business verification to be sent out to you?
You said it has to go through the mail?
Yeah.
Snail mail?
Yeah, it's going to be snail mail. It's going to come to a facility that maybe you work at, or if you're working out of your home, that's fine too. I will hide that address. So when your verification does go live, your address does not show on the internet. The only thing that will show is your city, the state, and the zip code. But they do need something to send that verification to.
Okay. It's 1222 Shorewinds Trail, Shorewinds Trail.
Okay.
And that's in St. Charles?
St. Charles. And then you're in Missouri, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the zip code is 63303?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I actually know somebody that lives in Blue Springs. Is it Blue Springs, Missouri?
Sounds familiar, but I don't know where it is.
I think
I'm not a Missouri native.
Okay, where are you from then?
I grew up in Oklahoma, but I moved here from Orlando. I was in Orlando for 12 years after growing up in Oklahoma. So we've been here 14 years, but
I think it's more. Yeah, are you close to like St. Louis? Is that where you're close to?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's more down south from you then. I actually know the state legislator there. That's where he lives. Yeah, my dad's
high,
really good.
High places.
Yeah, no, he actually took us to the Capitol and gave us like a private tour of everything. And it was pretty cool. I was shocked. I was like, wow, this is pretty nice. Just like in some areas where people just don't go and you're able to just hear conversations that you're way up in the dome and it just travels up. I'm like, okay, that's pretty nice. The business phone number that you want your customers to contact you at is 636-389-1519. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the number you guys called.
Perfect. And then, Becky, what's your last name?
Buelow, B-U-E, Low.
Okay. And then Becky is your first name, correct?
Yeah, I go by Becky. I mean, legally I'm Rebecca. But,
okay.
But I mean, I want anything client-facing, you know, to say Becky. So however that has to work.
Okay. Just for, like, the form of payment, though, is Rebecca the on the card, or is it just Becky?
Yeah, Rebecca's on the card.
Okay, that's fine. What I'll do is I'll just put your name as Becky, though, and then when we do the card, I'll put Rebecca there, so that way my onboarding team, they'll refer you as Becky, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and what's your email address so I can send everything over to you in writing along with your invoices?
Okay, it's Tidyology, TIDYOLOGYSTL, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. Tidyology, and that's S-P-L. Is that what you said at the end?
S-T-L, like St. Louis.
Oh, S-T-L. I'm sorry.
Tom, L as in...
Gotcha.
Larry. S-T-L.
Yeah, STL, gotcha, St. Louis. Okay, yeah, that works. Cause at first I put the P and it was like invalid email. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Okay.
Do it.
Yeah. And then for the services that you provide, what would you like to be found for on, Google?
That's an interesting question. So I do all things like home and life organization. But my specialty where I'm really trying to grow. I guess I want as much as, I don't know if there's a limit to how much can be put, but mm-hmm. I do, photo and memory keeping. So like photo organization, media conversion, photo scanning, things like that.
Okay.
But I do organizing as well, but I really want my SEO to be pushed more towards the photos and media and stuff like that.
Okay. Perfect. I will do that as well. And then I also see that you guys have like a home advisor by Angie's. Are you guys still using that or?
Yeah, I just signed up with them actually.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I'll make sure to put this on the, for my tech team here. And then my tech team's just going to go through everything as well. Like I said, on that onboarding call, they're going to verify and make sure. So, if you want them to change something or you want to add something, let them know and they'll be able to do that, on that call as well. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let me just make these changes for you. Rebecca is actually my cousin's name. That's a nice name. We call her Becca, though. We don't call her Becky.
Yeah, there's always.
Yeah, to do it. Okay. So for the card itself, is it just Tidyology on there, or does it have your first and last name?
It has my first and last name.
Okay.
And
there's no. So it does have Tidyology on there?
No, Tidyology is not my LLC. It's my
okay.
So
what's your LLC company?
But it has. I always sign it with my name.
Oh, okay. Then I'll just leave your first and last name
it's
on there.
Both.
You don't have a middle initial, correct? That's on the card.
I don't think it's on the card.
And then the billing address is still the same, the 1222 Shorewinds Trail, St. Charles.
Yes.
Okay. And then is it a Master, Visa, Discovery, American Express?
It's my MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
Okay. I am not comfortable giving that to you over the phone. So is there another way that I can give you, like, put in the card number?
Yeah, I think there is. Let me see. Let me see if I can send you a link here. Oh,
thank you.
Have one of my managers do that really quickly. He'll send me over a link to you. Can you send me a link? So, Becky. Okay. While we do that, Becky, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to set everything else up for you while I wait for that. So I am going to set up a security question for you. So here at Local Splash, we never sell or share any of your information. And we always want to make sure that we're always talking to you and you're always talking to us. So we do ask you a security question. That way you can verify the call is always coming from us and not another company. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
First pet's name.
First pet's name. Okay. What's your first pet's name?
Aspen, like the tree. A-S-P, as in Paul, E-N.
Aspen. And was Aspen a dog?
Aspen was a cat.
Aspen was a cat. You're actually the second person that has told me that, that they put it, usually they put dog names on here. So that's only the second person. I've been doing this for a while that's put a cat. Are you more of a cat person than a dog person?
Yeah, that's just the way it worked out. Our dad would only let us have a cat.
Okay.
So I finally got my first dog about 2 years ago.
Oh, nice. What kind of dog did you get?
He's a full-blood mutt.
Oh, really?
He's 50% Shih Tzu, 25% Dachshund, an 8th Boxer, and then the other is just all over the place. He's a shaggy, long mess. But he's awesome.
That's funny. I actually just bought a Doberman.
Oh.
So, and she is only 9 weeks old.
I'm sure she's very cute.
So, yes, she's actually a reddish brown. She's actually not the black color. So she's a light color. And hold on, give me one thing. I'm just messaging my manager right now to help me out here with this link for you. Okay. I just sent that out. He's working on it right now. She's actually like a maroon, light brown, and the litter that they actually had was they had two rare dogs, which they actually turned out as a gray Doberman. And one of them was like a midnight blue Doberman. And she was like, these are very, very rare and we're going to keep them. And I was like, dang, that is super cool. But I was like, that's insane. And she had like 10 dogs. Usually dogs only have like 7.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I'm happy with our dog though. She's funny. My fiance's always like, she likes you more. And I was like, well, I train her. I'm the one that gets up in the middle of the night and takes her to the bathroom while you're sleeping. But it's like a full on baby. I'm just like, wow, this is insane. First night was rough. She just whined. Okay. I actually just sent you a link there, and then I'm going to send you the password. I'm going to text that to you instead of saying it over the phone, so that way I can just go straight to you, okay? I just sent you a different one, just with the password itself.
Okay.
And then your username is your phone number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then just let me know when you're done there. Once you're done, you're going to hit the submit, and then I'll walk you through a voice verification for you as well, and I'm going to send that to you in writing. Just outlines the service agreement so you have it for your records.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, once you're done with that, just let me know. So that way I can just walk you through a voice verification. This is just an added protection for you that I'm going to send over to you. Once we're done here, it'll go in with your invoice. It's just, so you can have for your records as well.
Okay. Where is the link you sent me, was it a text message?
Yes. And yeah. Do you need me to resend it to you? It should say my.localsplash.com/home. And if you click that, it'll bring you to a login form. Your username is your phone number. And then the password is the text message I sent after sending that link.
I'm looking at reviews of your company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. They're not great. So don't make me regret this decision, Charlie. I'm blaming you. I'm so bad.
No, I mean, if you really actually do the math on the bad reviews that we have, they're actually just a fraction of what they are. So on average, we actually have, if you tally all of them up, around 1,400 reviews on an average of a 4.5 out of 5-star ratings. Because we have the Google, and then we also have the Bird Eye on there as well. Yeah, there's a lot of bad, there's some bad reviews on there. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing, but at the same time, I don't know what they were promised. I also don't know if they set the right expectations. So I know, like for me, I always want to set that for my customers. So that way they know the process. Some people think like, hey, I'm going to get up here and it's just going to be roses for right away. And it's not. It's a process. Like I said, it's a steam engine that has to leave the dock and get going. Once it's going, you're able to gradually make that progression.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm reading is, it's hard to cancel with you guys.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about. So if you actually look at when that review was done, I think it was done in like 2021 or 2020. We've actually made
those. More than one.
Okay, well, we've made those adjustments. And that's why, like for us, we like us to be more authentic to people, because we want them to be able to see those things and how we've made progression. So that's why when I do take you through the voice verification, I state right then and there, I'll read it to you right now. If you want to cancel your agreement or pause your agreement at any time, just contact our customer service number. Contact them 3 business days before your next billing is due to prevent charges for your next month of service. And that's how easy it is to cancel from us now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where will that number be? Because
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, it's nice to have reference. I'm all about documentation and reference material.
Yeah, I'll actually give it to you right now if you want, or when we do the voice verification. But it's also going to be sent to you in email as well, so you can have it for both sides of your reference.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and give it the customer service number, just because I have a feeling. I don't like to ask questions, but I feel like a pain. But I also learned with GoDaddy that that doesn't serve me well when I don't ask questions. So
yeah, the more the merrier. I definitely understand. So I'll give it to you right now. It's 877-635-6225, and that's our customer service number. Now, my tech team will call you on that number as well once the payment goes through and I send everything over to you in writing. I'm also going to schedule an onboarding call with you as well. And then that's what my tech team will contact you on, is that number right there.
Okay, and that was 877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so with the login page, what did you say about the password?
I texted you the password. Do you want me to just say it over the phone? Is that okay?
I try to be really mindful about stuff like that. So
okay, so I just texted you. It's right under the link. Yeah, I just texted you right under the link.
Okay.
So I sent it in two separate text messages.
I got a, oops, looks like your subscription is not active, error message.
Okay, did you maybe put it?
Now. I can try again.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the username is my phone number, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that include dashes or no? Just number.
No, it shouldn't. It should just be the phone number.
Let's just close that page.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm clicking on the link again. And it automatically brings up the error message. And the only option it gives me is a reactivate account button.
For the link itself?
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me do it myself. And then.
Sure.
So when I click the page, it should bring me into a login form. And it should say local splash username and password. Did you see that or no?
It did first. Yeah, it did it first.
Uh huh.
And then I entered my phone number and the password you sent me, and I got that error message page. And now it's not.
Okay.
When I click on the link now, and it may be my cookies or something, but it's going straight to that error message page. Okay. There it is.
Okay, I got the same thing. So I just actually sent in a deal there for us. That's weird. Interesting. Still didn't work for you?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope. Nothing.
Which is weird because you don't even have an account with us, so how are you supposed to reactivate?
Right.
So maybe some, maybe a phone number, actually, one of the numbers was just placed incorrectly.